I mean, she's built like Cheeseburger Eddie. It looks like she's wearing a fucking neck roll out there. What's up, you disgusting degenerates? I'm the Beaver, and you're listening to the Fantasy Unleashed UFC podcast, where UFC stands for Unleashed Fucking Crushes. Okay, right off the top, need to address this. The demand for listener mailbag has become dangerously high, and unfortunately, it's going to get worse because they got to wait one more show. This is literally the greatest UFC card in history, and we need to be firing a repulsive amount of bets. Now, I will tell you, there's a very old, heavyset woman in Montana that's been emailing me a picture of her breasts every day and says that she won't stop until we do a pod. One of many reasons I'm excited to be here tonight. And I am not here alone. I've brought with me two young sharps that know the sport inside and out like the anatomy of a deer, which they kill and then gut with their bare hands and then eat without washing them. It's the Monogold Brothers!
Thank you, thank you.
Richter scale, 1 to 10, where are we at? 11, 12?
69, baby. Yay! It's high.
Yeah, I'm there
it's
too.
Fucking maxed out. The fucking lever's all the way fucking pegged. The fucking...
It's shaking.
The lever is fucking broke off.
The machine's shaking.
Yeah, it is. The only thing that can bring us back down is a couple of liquor drinks to make the shakes go away.
We can make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. God damn, this is loaded, boys.
So loaded.
Yeah.
You know, you notice I skipped the rhyme in the beginning. I'm literally shaving seconds as I can find them. So yeah. Listen, we got one hell of a show for you guys tonight. We got the Tap Snapper Nap Submission Special. We got the Bedtime Bet of the Week. We got the life-changing $1 million parlay. We're picking every fight on the card, plus DFS insights, 13-piece extra Gracie, just the way you sick motherfuckers like it.
Sloppy Joes. I made them extra sloppy for you.
And it starts right now.
Boy, am I getting ready to snap.
All right, get on out. I did the same thing last time. 37 sportsbooks. Get them out. First up, this is an absolute banger. I can't believe it's first on the card. You gotta be shitting me. Davidson Figueiredo -310 versus Cody Garbrandt +250.
Hold on, if you can hear this.
All right, yep. We're going to start this hot and heavy. I got Cody Garbrandt. Woo, bedtime baby. Bet of the week.
Oh, he's putting him to bed.
He's knocking Figgy the fuck out. Let's go.
Tuck him in.
Yeah.
From the 330, baby.
Night, Figgy.
Unbelievable. Jacob.
The boys came to play.
I think Figgy's going to have a little issues going up in weight, especially being a little older. Cody's still pretty young. He's relatively young. You know, he had his run early. He's starting to get everything figured out. Started to look pretty good the last couple fights. And people forget, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, Figgy, just take Cody down. Cody's an unbelievable wrestler. His takedown defense is crazy. Not to mention that Cody's, like, bigger than Figgy. You know, he's probably bigger and stronger, and he's faster. He's better at striking. Let's get going with the dog here. I'm sprinkling money line.
Oh, baby.
I'm sprinkling KO. But what I am hammering is Cody +3.5 points on DraftKings at plus money, +130. That's going in a lot of parlays. I'm feeling good about that. Beaver, what do you got, bud? We got to root for a guy from Ohio, right?
We are rolling early out of Ohio.
Yep.
Both, as far as DFS, both have been below average scores throughout their career. 80% takedown D from Garbrandt, so not a lot of grappling upside from the favorite. That's never great. You know, you do have to wonder about what's left of Cody's chin at this point, but Davidson's up a weight class here. He looked good against Burgerface, Robbie Font, but again, 76 points in that win. You know, we got to do way better than that on this card for DFS. Flip to the Garbrandt side, 7.1, you got Max, you got Oliveira, Money Moicano. You got bigger names with much better win odds for just a few hundred more. I don't think anybody's going to play Cody. And the couple hundred... we'll probably go a long way on this card. So I'm into it in a big way. And from a betting perspective, I mean, you guys nailed it. I think the 250 is one of the juiciest money lines on the board. In fact, I'm underselling. I mean, that's a big dog. That's Big Fucking Dog on this card, okay? That might be even the alpha dog.
Yeah.
All right, right out of the gate, huh? How about it? We don't touch gloves around here. Light goes red, we start swinging. Cody is an Ohio boy. I don't know if we mentioned that, but we would be remiss not to. Three for three to start the gate.
We'd be over
with
the
big old fat dog.
Let's get the Ohio, let's get Ohio rolling here. Let's fucking get fired up for this boy here. Come on.
Yeah, let's do it. Next up, Bobby King Green -192 versus Jim fucking Miller +160. That's right. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I heard the goat John Anik talking about he wants to call him Jim fucking Miller on TV.
Bruce said he might do it.
And it got me jacked up. So here's the deal. If anybody says his name without the F-bomb, it's either headphones up, drop and give the great fans of Jim fucking Miller 20 push-ups, or you chug a beer for him. That's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
This man has brought us so much joy. You know, he's fucked. He fucked at UFC 100. He fucked at 200. And he's probably going to fuck again Saturday night. So to not properly address him would just be unacceptable. And shame on ESPN if they don't let Johnny do it. Shame on him.
So, boys, I don't know if anybody saw this last Bobby fight, but he got brain damage.
Yeah, that was
probably the latest stoppage. It was honestly hard to watch.
Ref fell asleep at the wheel.
Ref fell asleep. Bobby took in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 after they should have called it.
I think
it was bad.
Bobby made 3 round trips to the shadow realm on that.
Yeah,
KO.
and each one
was bringing him back and then putting him back down.
I was gonna say every hammer fist was alternating consciousness for him.
Just so unfair.
Yeah, it really was. It was really, really hard to watch. Refs, you got to do better.
Sorry
than that.
To his family. I can imagine.
That was hard to watch. And Jim Miller's like fucking fine wine.
Ah, chug a beer.
He's like fine
That's
wine.
Jim fucking Miller to you.
All right, I got it here.
Woo!
So I saw this drinking game for UFC 300 on Twitter.
And we're definitely playing in the basement.
One shot, Jim Miller fought at UFC 100, 200, or 300. Every time John Anik says that, we're taking shots.
keep ripping him, Jacob. You might as well tell him the drinking game here.
If he talks about Alex Pereira's leg kicks, that's a shot. Fight ends by KO, that's a shot. Two shots, fighter retires. Bo Nickel gets fraud checked. Cody Garbrandt gets KO'd. Three shots if Bruce Buffer says Jim fucking Miller.
Oh, that's a whole bottle.
Yeah, that's
if Brucey rips that. Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
We're going to come unglued.
If there's a McGregor-Chandler announcement, if Holly Holm wins, I mean, boy, are we going to be fucking sheared.
We're going to be tuned.
Yeah.
We're sheared.
Anyways, Jim fucking Miller, I'm taking there the plus 3.5. And I'm sprinkling money line, but give me Jim Miller in my safe. Jim,
that's another beer!
God damn it, fuck! Jim fucking Miller is going, the +3.5 is going in my safety parlay. But let me sprinkle his money line as well. Bobby,
I knew it.
He's old, and taking that kind of damage this old, I don't know. Fucking Jimmy, I mean, can I switch it up a little bit? I call him fucking Jimmy?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, anyhow.
That'll do. You're already two beers in. We can't have you in too bad a shape.
Yeah, all I have to say about him is that
the main card.
He looks better. He almost looks better now than he did when he was in his 20s, which is unbelievable.
Yeah. I think he does. Yeah. I mean, he had that Lyme's disease for how long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was he hampered with that?
I don't think,
this is his prime.
I don't think Bobby finishes him. So give me the 3.5.
What do you think, Jacob? This could be this could be Jimmy's prime.
I'm coming into these prelims firing like the U.S. military, but I got Jim fucking Miller tap, snap, or nap.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I thought about it.
I think Bobby.
That is the path. I mean,
Bobby's going to bed, bud. Miller, 1.73 submission attempts a fight. And
bang.
He has 54 fights. I mean, that's a good average.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. So. I'm thinking it's another lackluster spot for DFS. Pretty brutal matchup for Jim fucking Miller, if I'm being honest. I don't know if he can take Bobby down. I think that's the question. You know, can he take Bobby down? And if he can, he's going to be standing with a top-notch boxer for about 15 minutes here. Probably not going to end well, but
I agree.
Like you noted, James, that Jalen Turner KO was gruesome.
Bad. I mean, that's one of the worst ones I've ever seen, honestly. You
know, maybe he hasn't quite found his way back to earth yet after that one.
We see what happens to, you know, good fighters. It doesn't matter if you're good or not. If you take that kind of damage late in your career, most of the time it does not. You don't bounce back from it fully ever.
Yeah, that was some major trauma.
Like Poirier coming back from it was unbelievable in my opinion because he's older.
Yeah.
And Volk, like we saw it happen to our precious king. Like,
that's what I'm saying, yeah. man. That's the story I'm going to tell myself as we try to will Jim fucking Miller to yet another win here. Boy, 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, so that's scary.
Next up, Jessica. And by the way, most of these fights are more or less pick'ems. You know, this is the tightest line card I've ever seen. So we're either going to lose our ass or get rich this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to know right away, apparently. Jessica Andrade, -135 versus Marina Rodriguez, +114.
I hate picking Andrade fights. God, they're fucking annoying. Because here's the deal. Like, she's never the better fighter. I don't care what anybody says. She never is. She has that shut off. And if she can establish a bully, you know, mentality, bully, you know, she's bullying the other fighter, she wins those fights. But if she can't, if she's getting pieced, like, she looks horrible. So I'm probably not going to bet on this fight. Honestly, what I'm doing is I'm going to lean Rodriguez at plus money because she's a better striker. She's better on the ground. She's longer, more technical. I'm just staying away, but I know who you two are picking, so I don't even have to say. So go ahead and do what you got to do, but I'm sticking with clear of this fight, betting, putting my hard-earned overtime. I ain't doing that on here.
Fair enough. Jacob, tell him why he's missing out on free money here.
So here's the plan. This is the last time I'm going to be able to get up and take a piss till main event.
Till 1 a.m.
Are you shitting me? Jessica Andrade is the piss fight. I mean,
which is crazy.
This is
unbelievable.
This is on another level.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking Andrade.
Me too.
I don't know.
By KO? I mean, you have to probably. She ain't winning a decision.
James, it's so funny that you said, or you used the word bully to describe her, because I wrote in my notes here that her approach to fighting is almost like that of a middle school bully. You know, she just wants to throw your ass on the ground and unload.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't
against the cage, like, she's just a bully.
Yeah.
And that's perfect.
She just wants to manhandle you, and I don't see why that wouldn't be effective here versus Rodriguez, who, to me, well, she definitely gives up a couple takedowns every time out. You could see that in the stats. And it just seems like when she can't get back up, she loses. So,
yeah,
that would be the clear path. I always love Andrade for DFS. 4.5 DK points per minute, but especially love her at strawweight, where she ups that to over 5.5 per minute. That's 125 DraftKings points per win. And I can guarantee you right now, you'll have to pick 6 winners to take down GPPs on this slate. No, bar none.
Yeah.
So that fantasy points per win number would be the first thing I'd be looking at building teams this week.
Okay. Yeah, great.
She's got the second highest one on the slate.
Okay. Yeah, but to be honest, I'm probably not going to bet on this fight.
I'm not betting it either. Yeah. I was just
this one screams
busting J-Mo's balls.
Yeah, this one screams grease to me.
But she is setting up to be a really nice DFS play, especially with that line moving. Mm-hmm. That line's moving away from her, so good price on her there. Up next, Jalen Turner -238. Is that the spider?
Yeah.
The tarantula?
Yeah.
The tarantula.
Yeah.
Versus Renato Money Moicano +195.
God.
And this one's moving quick too towards Turner. Moicano opened at 150.
So this is the hardest thing about this card for me is there's a lot of fighters that I really like fighting each other. And it's so hard to like pick a side here. Like, I love Money Moicano. I might like him more than Jalen, honestly. I like Jalen a lot, and I think Jalen wins here. I just think Money Moicano's striking's pretty mid. His ground game's pretty nice, but I just don't know how you're going to take down Jalen Turner, honestly. I mean, he's so long. He don't really ever get taken down, and he's got some really nice sub upside off his back. We've seen it.
I didn't look up his takedown defense, but it seems like it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'3", fighting at 155. That's unbelievable.
He spreads them long legs and pushes down.
He just sprawls so well.
Yeah.
I love Money Moicano. I mean, he always has the most epic post-fight.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Nate the Train, those are probably the two best post-fights.
Shout out, Train.
And Derek Lewis.
Shout out. Choo-choo!
What about the Train?
Way to get it done, Nate!
The Train actually wrapped up a parlay for me last week.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, he wrapped
Take
up a little parlay
for me. Take care of the boys.
Yeah.
Way to go, Nate.
I mean,
that's our guy.
Boy,
that's
he was getting cracked, too. He's getting cracked, and he just...
Yeah, I saw the highlights.
Oh, my God, he's getting cracked.
Damn it. I can't believe I missed that.
And he just somehow finds it within him when he's fighting guys, you know, his caliber. Obviously, we know what the kind of caliber he is, but when he's fighting guys his caliber, and he's getting cracked, it's just unbelievable how he can just reel himself from the depths and just...
He said, "Mama didn't raise no bitch, son."
Yeah, God, shout out Nate the Train. He's definitely on our crest.
He is.
Yeah,
he is.
He's
that's inner circle. We're gonna have to do a revamp of the inner circle here. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, and
lot to do on the next show. We might just have to pick out a fight night, just you know, to clear out some of this housekeeping.
Yeah, maybe even like a smaller end pay per view as well, because the next couple months are probably gonna be brutal.
Yeah, we gotta let them down easy. This is gonna be
But this one here, whew, got our hands full here. But anyways, I got Jalen here. I think he's gonna finish Moicano most likely. I just think it's a really bad matchup for Moicano. I think that Jalen can get it done standing up or on the ground. I could honestly see Jalen dropping him and maybe, you know, getting a rear naked or something like that. You know, I'm going inside. I'm locking in the money line for Turner, and I'm also, you know, betting the double chance inside the distance at -165 as well. So
I think that's the move if you're on Turner.
Yeah,
who you got, Jacob?
I'm just gonna be boring and take Turner money line. I just like James said, I just think he's better everywhere. And I don't really see any possible way where Moicano has an advantage on him to win the fight.
That's kind of the problem, huh?
Yeah,
because this, you know, Turner's better on the feet.
Yeah,
tough to take him down, but guys have gotten there on him. I mean,
yeah,
this is definitely a big DFS spot. Finally, this one's -400 to end inside the distance.
Yeah,
and you're going to want action.
Didn't he whoop up on Hooker too? I mean, yeah. Hooker's a lot better of a striker than Moicano, and I mean, I think Moicano gets mulched on the feet probably.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Turner's found his way into into the optimal four out of the last six times out. He's absolutely going to be one of the top options on the slate. From a betting perspective, I think the line feels, I think it should be closer. I mean, I think the strength of the schedule goes to Money Moicano. His only losses are to absolute killers. These are his losses: RDA, Fazeev, Korean Zombie, Aldo, Ortega.
Yeah. I mean,
not a single bad loss on there. Not a single guy that, let's not get carried away, but that's a murderer's row.
Yeah.
Definitely. But not really a signature win on there either, other than Calvin Cater way back in the day. So I don't know. The decision
was it was probably a sub, I bet you. Was it?
I believe so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. The decision win over Dober last time out, that was kind of underwhelming. That fight was like -800 to finish inside the distance, went to decision.
Yeah.
I don't think I can play either of these money lines, but I do want to be above the field significantly on both in DFS. Mm-hmm. Next up, Diego Lopez.
Uh-oh.
Lopes. I heard it was, could that be right? Could it actually be pronounced Lopes?
I think they said it. It's not, okay. I don't think it's Lopez. I think it's Lopes.
I'm going to respect him. I'm a big fan. Diego Lopes, -135 versus Super Sadiq Youssef. +114.
Whew. That's
Lopes
a tight
just
one.
He's breaking down the UFC brass's door at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it caught everybody's eye when he came in short notice. 10-1 dog versus Mozov. Evzer Mozov, was it? Damn near snapped his leg.
Yeah.
Then he rattles off back to back first round KOs. I mean,
he's red hot. He's electric. He's like one of my favorite fighters right now to watch.
Oh, baby.
He's so electric.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. And not to mention, he's like one of the highest level BJJ coaches in MMA.
Oh, really?
He coaches Alexa Grasso. Like,
oh, I didn't even know that.
He's like high level. Like, he coaches a lot of studs. I can't bet against my boy. I mean, I know Yusuf's a stud. He's really good at striking, but Lopes is just so good at getting in these brawls and surviving. You know what I mean? And he's one of those big moment fighters. He always has a big moment every fight. In sometimes multiple big moments. Mm-hmm. And Youssef is, you know, he's one of those guys that will, he's got power. Yeah, he's very technical. He's very, very good. But he's not fighting someone like Lopes. Like, he's going to have to be more aggressive if he wants to get it done, in my opinion. Because Lopes is going to be walking him down the whole time, as he's done in every fight. And if it gets on the ground, Yusuf's in trouble. That's all I'm saying. Give me Lopes. I have money line. Let's go.
I agree. I am also going to do a double chance on early finish from Lopes.
Okay. And he has flashed the chin. We've seen him get hurt a couple times.
I mean, it's pretty sturdy.
Bounces right on back.
Yeah.
I like him too. I don't have a strong lean on a side here for betting, but I do in DFS, and that's going to be Diego Lopes, simply because he's about even money for a finish, whereas you look at Yusef, he's plus 350 for a finish. So like you said, James, I mean, the guy, he's just not active enough. You look at it, you pull up his box score, and it's pretty ugly. Even in wins, he rarely exceeds 100. So it's really that simple. You need upside. You need finishes. And you're not going to have to twist my arm very hard on this one. Like I said, like Diego a lot. Think he's a madman. Love the energy. I had him that night at 10-1. I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. I wanted that bitch to snap like a goddamn tree.
Oh,
branch.
We all did. I wanted to see. We were live betting him and everything because he looked unbelievable.
Oh, I thought he had it. If he gets this fight to the ground, he's going to win it. And it seems to be super doable. I mean, you look at Yusef's record. Barbosa took him down 3 times. Feely, 3 takedowns. Arnie Allen took him down a couple times.
I mean, might want to go to the sub here.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah. I didn't want to call it out, but
I'm
happy with the double chance because, you know, he's going to be swinging like a motherfucker, too.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah.
Dude, he averages...
Fine with the double chance, but the sub is pretty tasty.
5.29 subs a fight attempts.
Wow.
Yeah, we're good. I'm going there. I'm going there for sure.
In a three-round fight,
he's plus 300. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I like that.
Let's go.
I like that.
And so listen, they're thinking the over-under on rounds 2.5 and under is minus 160, checked at 4 p.m. on DK. So they're thinking it's not going the distance. Why not take that plus 300 stab? Give me all that shit.
With you, man.
I love that. Love that shit.
Okay, boy, we are like we are in lockstep on this card. I love it.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Up next, Kayla Harrison, minus 425 versus Holly Holm, plus 350. Kayla making not only her UFC debut, but also her MMA bantamweight debut. So a lot of unknown here.
Coming way down.
Versus the very much known commodity on the other side in Holly. Who we got, boys?
She's coming way down in weight, guys, just to note that. She was fighting at 155, which is insane. She's a unit.
That's a uni.
She's a unit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's not even that's 20 pounds.
That is so heavy.
That's 20 pounds off the highest weight class in UFC for women.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not slob. She is fucking jacked.
She could probably bench 425 just like her odds to win.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, she is put together like she was built in the lab. Multiple or Olympic gold medalist in judo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's unbelievable.
Two, I believe,
world champion. I mean, in the other tournaments.
She's won the $1 million on Bellator, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah, I mean, she's unreal. Now, obviously, facing a known commodity in Holly Holm, we know what Holly likes to do. She's a kickboxer by nature. You know, likes in her older age, she's loved to, you know, get in the clinch and stuff like that, which is just screams... Lock every Kayla Harrison share and throw it in a parlay because she will not win those exchanges with Kayla Harrison. There's no chance in hell. She's not stronger than her. She's not better at wrestling or judo techniques. And, you know, yeah, I heard someone say on a podcast recently, oh, yeah, look what happened to Ronda Rousey when she tried to, you know, use her judo versus... I was like, that was like fucking 10 years ago, dude. But get over yourself.
Yeah.
Kayla is... If Kayla and... Ronda Rousey fought in their primes. Kayla Harrison's winning.
Yeah.
I mean, she could be as dominant looking back as Amanda Nunes, in my opinion. So,
baby.
Give me Kayla.
I'm just saying, yeah, but I actually don't know. I've never seen her fight. And I got to say, from a fan's perspective, I'm pretty intrigued here by Kayla Harrison.
Her striking's kind of mid, I'm going to be honest with you. But it's just she's so strong.
I mean, she's built like Cheeseburger Eddie. It looks like she's wearing a fucking neck roll out there.
Yeah.
Ohio gal, she could probably play middle linebacker for the Bengals.
100.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she could take a stab on the 330 for Holly. I mean, her traps are nothing to scoff at either.
No.
But this is a stay away for me in DFS and betting because I don't, you know, I'm not ever laying 425, especially on a female fight.
Yeah.
Kayla's the second highest priced fighter on the card. Mm-hmm. And Holly's legitimately one of the lowest DK points per win fighters in the entire promotion. So I'll leave it up to you two. to find the great listeners of this podcast a bet, but I'm gonna. This is just like a total stay away. It's just a fans fight. I just want to see Kayla.
Yeah, yeah. Want to see Kayla? I'm throwing that minus 425 in parlays though. I'm confident. I mean, okay. I'm not even really thinking twice about it. If you okay. want me to be honest,
I got Kayla Harrison money line. I don't like James said. She looks like the Incredible Hulk.
She's just gonna pop her head with her bicep. She's gonna get her in a.
She might get her in a one arm. Rear yeah. naked.
I mean, she's yeah. that strong. You could pop her head like a grape.
Oh, God.
She's so strong. So
it's unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it, that picture that Jacob sent to the group earlier.
Yeah, when she's, like, cut down to 135, I mean, she probably had, like fucking 5% body fat. I mean, unbelievable.
Just an absolute specimen.
Yeah.
All right, next up, the Funk Master. He's back.
How's this on the prelims?
Aljo Sterling, baby. Minus 175 versus Calvin Kattar plus 145.
I mean, this is...
How in God's name is it on the prelims?
It could be a co-main of most pay-per-views.
I'm sorry, Aljo. I feel sorry for the guy.
I do, too.
Why has it got to be like this?
Yeah. He's in a really weird situation. Now he's going...
He might be the most motivated fighter on this card.
He might be going up to the new weight class, and yep. you know there's fresh blood in this weight class.
Yep, coming off the big KO,
you know,
being disrespected on the prelim, even though he's probably getting paid handsomely.
Yeah. So here's my take on this. I'm not necessarily taking a winner on this. You guys know I'm a big point spread bettor, and it's done me well in the past. Had a parlay last week, smack with it. You know, three pieces out of the four piece were point spreads.
Spread them.
Spread eagle. I'm taking Calvin +3.5. Okay. I think that with him being bigger and much better striker, I think that he's going to be able to stuff a lot of Aljo's like sloppy ass takedowns. Cause I don't think Aljo can't sit at range and pick at Kattar. Cause Kattar's so much better of a boxer. They're think it's going the distance too, which they're insinuating, you know, they got the -215 over 2.5. So they're insinuating it's going to go the distance. I don't think Kattar gets held down very long, and I think he kind of gets off on the feet a little bit. You know, I don't know how good of a wrestler Aljo is. I know he's a good grappler. I don't know how good of a wrestler he is, if that makes sense. Yeah, that's a hot take. So in my opinion, I'm going to go Kattar. I think he hangs around, makes this fight close, and I think it does go decision. I'm going to bet the Kattar +3.5 at -170, and then I'm also going to be hitting the over on rounds at -215.
Love the exotics. Working the point spreads in.
Yep.
We got options.
Yeah, guys. Menu's
fat.
You have to get DK or any other app that has the point spreads. I'm telling you, there's always a spot to bet with point spreads. Always. If you think the fight's going to be close and it gets drug out, go point spread.
And it puts every fight in play. You know, you're in love with Kayla Harrison at -425. Lay the points, you know?
Yeah.
Get a better number.
Yep.
If you think she's going to dominate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who you on, Jacob?
I got Calvin Kattar.
My goodness.
By decision.
Oh, boy.
I just...
Evie's all alone over here.
I think they're just going to... I don't know how... Like, I just
It's going it, to be a weird fight, yeah, probably.
I just kind of see it how he's kind of stuffing some takedowns. Sometimes he might get taken down, but...
He probably pops
like,
up.
Yeah, I don't see a finish from either one of them, unless it's like a flash knockout or just
I
like
agree.
A lucky sub.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Boy, maybe I'd need to do a little deeper tape study on Calvin here, but
if you're wanting to go to Calvin, don't watch the Holloway fight.
Haven't seen a lot. Did see that one. And maybe that's causing some sort of mental block.
Who did
here.
He get boned by in a decision? Was it Emmett?
I know exactly
because it was a close.
I was on
whatever,
and I was pissed.
Whatever fight it was, it was like
those
razor
are the
close.
Two that I've seen.
Yeah,
so you know, seen a lot of Aljo. This one sets up to be really interesting because we know exactly what Aljo wants to do, but Calvin's only been taken down a couple times in the UFC.
Yeah,
you know, 90%+ takedown D. He's at the top of the list, man.
His boxing's unbelievable as well.
Yeah, and he stays on the feet. There's no guarantee that Aljo gets this one to the ground, but you know, maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe he just jumps up on his back, mm-hmm. you know, from the feet, like the freak that he is. I think one way or another, he finds a path, and if he does, he's going to score well on DraftKings because other than when he's getting dropped by Sean O'Malley, he always scores well on DraftKings. Dude put up 150 in two rounds versus Dillashaw. I mean, the ceiling is absolutely there mm-hmm. at 8.4 for Aljo. And I'm going to take him on the money line as well. Okay, next up. Banger alert!
Oh, boy. This
Banger alert! Alexander Rokic. I almost forgot the intro. I'm so ready for the take. Minus 115 versus Jiří Procházka. Minus 105. What am I missing? Okay? What am I missing, boys? I about took a shit on my living room carpet when I saw this line. What has Rokic done to be even money coming off a major injury and a two-year layoff against Jiří Procházka? I mean, what are we excited about? Decision wins over Smith and Santos where he landed like 40 strikes each? I know it's not that. I'll tell you what it is. It's the two highlight reel KOs he landed on Jimmy Manoa and Devin Clark 5 years ago. Sorry, but that's just not making my shit move. Meanwhile, you got Jiří on the other side, whose only loss is to the guy headlining this card as the favorite, former champion, for Christ's sake. I mean, what are we doing? Even money? These guys have a common opponent, by the way. They both fought Volkan Ozdemir. Rokic lost in a decision. Jiří put him to sleep in round two. I am all in on Jiří. He's my biggest bet. He's going to be the fighter I have the most exposure to in DFS. And as you probably guessed by now, he's a bedtime bet of the week, baby. Let's go. There is no doubt about it. Jiří is tucking that big baby Rokic to sleep. Warm up the milk, bitch.
Yes, sir. I got 3 units on Jiří. I mean,
yay!
I did this bet about a month ago. I called Hayden. I said, put 250, 300.
Hayden, it's my guy.
I have 315 on him at minus 105.
Oh, so. Let's go. Squad ride.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't.
Well, okay, so here's an interesting stat. 78% of the bets have been on Jiří, and the line hasn't budged at all.
Shady. Oh, that's shady. I don't like that.
I just wanted to say it.
Dude, that's classic UFC betting. That's a classic red flag right there.
That's a red.
So what are we thinking?
That's crimson red.
Yeah, injury setback, perhaps?
They're thinking,
you know,
they're thinking leaking out. I think it's the knockout that everybody's scared about. I think that's what it is.
Still buzzed up.
I think a lot of the sharps are like, oh, well, Rokic hasn't taken a lot of damage, but it's just like,
it's been chilling, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like Jacob said, we seen this line 2 months ago, and I've been just putting a little bit of my paycheck on it every single week because I'm that confident in it. I mean, seriously, it's like an investment. I mean, this is investment. I'm highly invested in Jiří in this fight.
Go!
Minus 105, that might be the biggest hammer I've laid since Usman.
You ain't lying, bud.
Oh, my God. I mean, Rokic is so boring. He's not busy at all. And you're fighting one of the busiest fighters ever.
Yeah, that's one thing I know for sure. You do not want Rokic in DFS. This dude is a sleeper. Another guy that just, like I said, he had those highlight reel moments early. And it's just like, you know, that gets people jazzed up.
But. Yeah. Guys, Jiří's willing to die every time he goes in the octagon. I'm not sure about Rokic.
Rokic called him a fake samurai.
Oh,
smart.
Yeah, that's real smart.
Yeah, he said you can't read a book and become a samurai.
That's sharp. That's a sharp comment.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, double
guess
that.
Guess what?
Bet.
You're going to yeah. yeah. Okay, well, yep, I'm throwing
that
this
means I'm heading to Chase tomorrow.
Yeah. Jiří's a fucking dog. He is such a dog, and he hurt Pereira in the last fight. Like, he's just a dog.
People forget that.
He's a dog.
And he got finished in the second, but that was a war.
War. I mean, the whole time.
That was a hell of a fight.
All of us, the whole time in the basement, were literally on the edge of the seats.
Yeah.
Like, every time someone got hit, we just thought it could be it.
Yep.
I mean, every single time.
Can I just read 100%. Something real quick? Jiří has a longer reach, more significant strikes a minute, better significant strike accuracy, more close to the same takedown average, 0.61 to 0.82. His takedown accuracy is better, and he has more sub-average per fight.
Just came.
I mean, and he's an underdog.
Sorry. Be right back.
Yeah. So, wow. I don't get it.
Okay. Well, here we are again. We are in the foxhole.
Locking down.
Together, mates.
Fantasy Unleashed.
Oh, we're in there together.
Fantasy Unleashed Mafia. Let's get in the trench. Let's fucking load up the mortars and fire across the lines. We are hammering Jiří. Don't think twice about it. This is my lock of the night, and I stand on business. I got a lot of skin on this one.
Let's go. Two official plays on the line here. Jiří Procházka for the boys. Next up, Bo Nickel, -2100. I repeat, -2100 versus Cody Brundage, +1100. I have some lines that I've prepared that I just need to throw out there before you guys break this one down. Bo is minus, this is the best one, -1500 inside the distance. -265 first round and +140 for KO. That one is interesting. Pick out the one that doesn't match. We're going to talk more about that in a second. But I have to shout out the other side. I just have to say it. It's very rare that we get a dog this large because we have a 30-1 here on a Brundage first round KO. Somebody could legitimately change your life in a single bet. So, do got to throw it out there, but let's hear what you guys have to say on it.
First of all, I'd just like to say Cody Brundage was talking in his press conference, his personal press conference, about how Bo Nickel's never been hit, and he can't wait till Bo Nickel feels his power.
Oh, so, God.
With that being said, I am not actually even close to betting on him. I got Bo Nickel by first round.
You're not taking Cody Brundage.
There's no chance. I mean, I got him first round.
No chance, right?
No chance.
I mean, 30-1's low. It should be 100.
Yeah.
It's a bad line.
That's a bad line, honestly. It's a horrible line.
Betting Tiger to win the Masters.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I'd love to play it. I mean,
yeah. Well, here's the deal with Cody. He's definitely the best fighter that Bo Nickel's fought. Yeah, you know, obviously.
Sure.
Cody's game, like, he's fun to watch. I like watching his fights. He's fighting a dude that might be generational, and I believe that right now. Like, I don't really...
No doubt.
I don't really care. You know, obviously the fight to make in the future is him and Khamzat. I mean, that's a fight to make. You know, that's what we're all salivating.
Not sure how it could ever get any better.
Yeah, well, that's what we're salivating at.
That's why he's on the main card. They're viewing him as a lock to be a future champ.
Okay, well, here's a good bet for you. Under 1.5 rounds, -360 for a parlay. I think that's really nice. Good. Yeah, I think that's really good for a parlay piece.
Yeah, because quite frankly, if it goes much longer than that, Bo could be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so that makes a ton of sense. Why would you not play that? You know, why would you lay 21 under? You can get that.
Yeah, so you could throw that in a parlay.
Good call.
You can't touch -2100. You cannot do it. Do not. And you can't even touch the -3.5 at -1600. It's not even in the realm of you know, making any sense whatsoever. You know,
it's just not worth
does
it.
Cody survive fucking all the round? No, he ain't surviving. I don't think. I think there's about a 99% chance that it doesn't go to the distance. But, you know, now we're looking toward props to get some money.
Always scary,
but I'm liking Bo Nickel sub, and I'm liking it a lot, and that's my tap, snapper, nap. It's -125.
Oh, baby!
That's a great number, in my opinion. You know, I'm not putting it in parlays, but I'm definitely betting it. I'm betting it for sure.
Okay, that number is phenomenal, my God.
Yeah. I mean, we know if Bo Nickel gets him on the ground, it's going to be problems for Brundage. I don't care how decent of a wrestler he is. It's going to be problems.
Big real-life problems.
Yeah.
Coming his way.
Yeah. Jacob?
I got Bo Nickel round one murder.
Do you get extra money if he dies? Yeah,
not kidding. I'd probably bet on it.
Yeah.
Like, not only are you +1,000?
Mm-hmm.
But you're also talking shit to fuel the fire. I mean,
Bo Nickel doesn't even have to talk.
I don't think that's the best idea I've ever heard.
No.
And I do some pretty stupid shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you guys. But just let this run for a second. I know Brundage is a punk. He's a quitter, whatever. But I refuse to ignore that 30-1. We joke that it's not a good line, but I gotta have.
Yo, you gotta have.
I gotta have just the tiniest of sprinkles. I mean, you know, it's that just strictly because of how many times we've seen guys have this incredible base style and purposely ignore it to test themselves when they're heavily favored. I mean, how many times have we seen it? This could be Bo's last chance to do that. People are irate already that they're not fast-tracking this guy. He's probably going to get a real test in this next one.
He gets a ranked fight.
So why not go out there, just like he did last time, and get some more valuable reps on the feet? You know, you're a 20-1 favorite. So that's the narrative I'm going to play. Now, I'm by no means am I saying that Brundage is going to knock him out in that scenario, but it's true that he has only absorbed 3 significant strikes in the UFC, and you're not allowed to punch people in the face, which is why wrestling's boring. So we've pretty much never seen him take damage. I'm just saying, it could be worth the tiniest of sprinkles. But the legitimate bet here for me is the Bo KO at plus money, 140. You definitely either want to play that or the sub at -125. But, you know, what I like about the KO, and I can't deny that sub number, -125. My God, that's almost too, that's almost like shady good. That's almost too good to be true. But what I like about the KO is even if he takes it straight to the mat, he can still finish him with ground and pound. And I could actually really see that happening to a guy like Brundage. So, producer Jake, take note of this. We're pulling a switcheroo on one of the official plays. I forgot about the Bo KO and how cool it sounds together. So that's the bedtime bet of the week, and Jerry's the lock of the night.
There it is.
Anything else on Bo?
I mean, I'm just, anytime he fights, I'm there. I love Bo Nickel. We all do. He could be the next American champion, so we're all for it.
I have no problem with this being on the main card. No. They want to look back years and years down the road and say, Bo Nickel fought on that card. You know, that was the greatest card we ever put together. Bo Nickel was on it.
Yeah.
He might be the new darling here.
You know?
Yep. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Cash, you might want to sit down for this one. Armin Saryukin, -218 versus Charles Dubrooks Oliveira, +180. Let's go. What is it? How do you say it? I got to start saying this. Shama. Shama, motherfucker.
Let's go. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
go ahead.
This one gets.
I'll give you the runway. I'll be a gentleman.
This one gets
before I destroy you.
This one gets the hair standing up on the back of my neck. I'm like torn as hell on this fight. I'm gonna be honest with you, and I have an unpopular pick. I think Armin's just in a better spot in his career. I think he's young, hasn't taken a lot of damage. He went to war with Islam, almost beat him. Maybe could have beat him.
Yes, he did.
I think
in his debut,
which is unbelievable. I just think that Saryukin's a better striker than Islam and damn near as good at wrestling and grappling as Islam.
Rob's blood pressure is going up.
I know it is. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm going Armin. I hate it because I love Charlie. I love Charlie so much more than Armin, but I'm going Armin.
All right, here's what you do.
Money line.
You open FanDuel right now. UFC specials.
It's open.
Featured fight specials.
Got it.
Charlie Oliveira by submission or Armin Saryukin by KO -125. That's what you do.
Okay.
And you just watch a banger of a fight.
Look at this sharp over here.
I mean, I don't think...
Sharp alert.
I don't think Armin's submitting Charles, and I don't think Charles is...
Knocking out Armin.
Correct, and right. I don't think it's going the distance. So that leaves you with an even money bet of what I think is going to happen.
So they're, you know, the line is set at a round and a half, and you know they're thinking it goes over a round and a half. I kind of want to take. I might take the under because we know how.
Yeah,
Oliveira,
what the hell?
At +105.
That seems way too high.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be on the under there.
I think you
this
know
could any, be a car crash.
And any
how's it not?
Any Charlie fight, we know what happens in Charlie fights. We love to watch him. I love watching Charlie. I just think he's got his hands full here.
Okay, so I'm all over Charlie, as you can imagine. I know it's all about upside and the unknown, but I've never been in on the Saryukin hype, to be honest with you. I don't think Dariush is any good at this point. Joaquim Silva rocked him. I mean, he was outstanding. Not outstanding. He was out cold while standing and somehow got to the wrestling to save him, which will definitely not happen in this one. More on that in a second. Izmagulov decision, like whatever, lost to Gamrot. I mean, it's fine. But you look at Oliveira's record, who, in my opinion, is still right in the midst of his prime. And it's just a laundry list of Hall of Famers. And he left every one of them lying dead on the mat. The most prolific finisher in the history of the sport. You're giving me +275? +275 on a finish? You're going to let me have him for 7.5K on DraftKings? Is this a joke? I am laying a fucking obese two-leg parlay on Dude Bronk's injury. I'm telling you right now, that bitch is going to need lipo. And it's not that I don't respect Saryuk, and hell, he almost beat Islam in his freaking debut, like you said. I think that his biggest advantage over Oliveira is clearly takedowns. Oliveira, that's his weakness, 55% takedown D. But what good would those really do with Oliveira being so strong off his back? I know, with the sweeps and the transitions and sub attempts and all that. I mean, does he really even want to be there?
In my opinion, I think it
stays on the feet by default.
I think, in my opinion, with that, I think Charlie does good versus guys that are good at taking down. But when you have someone that's so dominant on the top, like giving top pressure, that's where he has trouble. Yes, we've seen him off his back ripping people. You fight Islam, dominant on the top, like not just taking people down, like dominant, like beat the tar out of people, smother people on the, and that's kind of how Armin is when he gets on top. That's my thought process, but I'm sprinkling Charlie inside the distance for sure because, and honestly, I'm not going heavy on this fight money-wise because it really can go either way. I just, gun to my head, I'm picking Armin, but I'm probably going to sprinkle Charlie inside distance money-wise.
I got a hot take too. I think Armin has top three most wicked ground and pound in the UFC.
I was just going to say, yeah. I'm totally with you guys there. I mean, his ground and pound is not bad. Mess around with.
No.
I mean,
major top pressure.
What comes to my mind is him and John Jones. Yeah. I forget who he was fighting, but he made his face look like a bowl of spaghetti.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
He's a beast. He's a beast. I mean, while we're giving hot takes, though, I'm going tap, snap, or nap, Chucky Olives.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to give you the exacto. See if you can find it on the offshore. I think they get right to banging. Oliveira lands a big one. Maybe it's to the dome.
Wobbles him.
He stuns him. Maybe it's just to the body and he folds him up a bit. One way or another, I think he's going to transition to that sub, baby. Dude Bronk has attempted 40 submissions. A UFC record 16 of them have ended the fight. I think number 41's good for a dub as well. Chucky Olives, tap, snap, or nap, baby!
Yep.
How's that for a take, Cash? Woo! Boy, are we going to the bank, Sunday?
Oh, wow.
We're going to the bank. Justin Gaethje, -162 versus Max Holloway. Are you shitting me? +136. 5 rounds for the BMF belt. Who's the baddest motherfucker on the planet, boys? I've always thought it was Max, but I don't know how in God's name Gaethje's going to lose. I really don't. This dude is a fun-size Mack truck coming full speed with incredible handling and a very low safety rating. How does it go down?
Well, first, I just want to give a little backstory on the BMF. So, you know how The Rock has, been presenting the belt or whatever? So, they're actually... Gaethje and Holloway both said they want it to be Mark the Hammer Coleman.
Dwayne.
Which, if you're a big UFC person, you know about Mark the Hammer Coleman. He was actually an Ohio State wrestler back in the day. The Hammer's a UFC legend. He was around from the start, pretty much. And he actually just recently, his parents' house was burning down. And he ran in and saved, carried both of his parents out. So they said, fuck The Rock. We're going to have the Hammer.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we're going to have the Hammer fucking give us the belt, one of us. So shout out the Hammer. You're the fucking man. That was a crazy story. I love to hear that. Love Mark Coleman. He actually is Matt Brown's coach.
Yeah.
So we love Matt Brown, another Ohio guy.
Hell yeah, we do.
Yep.
Hey, I got emergency news. Dana White said he's giving out double bonuses, the whole UFC 300.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching it live right now, bud.
We might be seeing some finishes.
Yeah. I was going to say, ratchet up the variance, man. Everybody's going to be looking for finishes. That's big money for these guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm checking Bet365 to see if they have some kind of prop on the card. Every fight ends in a finish. I'll put $10 on it. That would be electric.
You have to remember, these guys aren't baseball players. They're not, they're not getting $30 million a year. $100K is big time. So they're going to be gunning.
That pays the gym fees. I mean, God, this fight is really, really hard for me to pick. Because you
still on the fence, bud?
I am.
I was for a long time. I had to do some soul searching.
I got some soul searching, bud.
I know what's right, but I just know, when I bet against Max Holloway, I just get this, dirty. Dirty feeling in my gut because he's my favorite fighter, and he's so game, and he's so live all the time. But Gaethje just hits too hard. He hits too hard.
He's a machine.
He's a machine. And, like, Max is, too, in a different way. Like, he's a vault. Like, Gaethje gets hit a lot, and Max going to hit him a lot, I think. He's quicker than any guy that he's fought, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Gaethje don't play no D.
No, hell no.
At all. I mean, no. This could be another record.
This could be one of those ones. Who did Holloway fight? What's his nuts?
Alvin Kattar.
No, when he fucking pointed in the middle of the ring and fucking they just went at it. Like
the best boxer?
No, it was an old school Holloway fight. You know, it was the last 10 seconds of the fight. They go, you know, they're
oh yeah, they just went gladiator.
Middle. Yeah, and Holloway just points in the middle, and they just literally were trying to kill each other for 10 seconds.
Best quote of Embedded this week. He said, "If I was born 1,000 years ago or whatever, I'd have been a gladiator." And last time I checked, gladiators ain't walking around with scales checking weights.
I mean, how can you not
Let's
love?
Go!
Him? How can you not love Holloway?
Hey,
I love and Gaethje.
Since it's UFC 300, can I have an exception on another bedtime bet of the week?
I'll allow it.
I got Max Holloway +700.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I mean, I just think I see chaos.
That's a big dog. Oh,
wow!
I see chaos happening and him clipping him.
Okay,
which he does too.
Yeah, I mean,
Gaethje gets clipped, man.
Yeah, I think Gaethje's chin's a little bit more sus than Max's. Personally,
that's what I'm saying.
I think it's a little bit more sus.
Like
pretty much.
This is an odds play. I'm just going to be in heaven watching this fight.
Yeah, I'm not going heavy on this fight whatsoever.
+700 for this much of a carnage fight. If Gaethje was +700 for knockout, I'd take that. I mean, you know what I mean? You just take a shot. He's literally probably the best boxer in the UFC. You just got to take a shot that one lands good.
I'm guessing that Gaethje's line is a bit smaller than that, but you'd have to pick between the two, I would, and I know that Gaethje's got so much more power, so this is
plus
like kind of an oxymoron, but... What's that?
+165 for Gaethje by knockout.
See, that's weird. And I was shocked to find... Well, I'm just going to get into it. Here's my Max take. So this is a pretty close... First of all, like this needs to be said. From a DFS perspective, this is pretty close to a lock button fight for me. It probably is going to be a lock button. You know, if I build 20 lineups, one of the two is going to be in all 20. And I would never do this on this particular card, but it strikes me as a glorious stacking opportunity. Being that we don't expect Max to get finished for obvious reason.
Never been knocked
down. That being that he's never been knocked down, let alone knocked out. And he's the all-time leading striker in UFC history. That was the one I had to fact check that. Unbelievable. And Gaethje's pace is arguably faster. So, I mean, it's honestly just comedic how epic this fight's going to be. The point is, if this thing goes 5 rounds, the winner's probably breaking the slate. And the loser's probably putting up a pretty damn good score, too.
I mean,
if it's Max, that score could be really good,
guys,
considering
this could be the best fight in UFC history, actually.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is as good as it gets. To wrap up the DFS note, I think Max is just the absolute nuts, especially in smaller field DFS contests where you might not need him to win the fight in order to take down the tournament. I think he's fine in bigger stuff, too. I mean, the ceiling is clearly there, evidenced by the 200-plus DK score versus Kattar that will probably never be beaten. I mean, he's pretty much just one of, if not the best fighter of all time for DFS. So
yeah.
I'm going to be all over him. I'm going to have plenty of Gaethje, too. I mean, this is by far the sharpest version of Gaethje we've seen to date.
Yeah.
He is absolutely rolling right now. There is no doubt about it. I'll have plenty of him. I think he's a fine bet to make. I don't expect him to make history by knocking Max out. You know, like Jacob said, I expect a war, and I just trust Max more in that scenario. If somebody's dropping,
the longer the fight goes on, it favors Max, in my opinion.
Because and that's what it comes down to. We're all on the same page.
Gaethje gasses too, and Max never does.
Yeah.
Ever.
He just likes entertaining the crowd. Like I know he's one of the top world class fighters, but he will go to war before he'll fight smart.
And you're talking Gaethje.
Yes. Yeah. Max will keep his wits about him and just punch, punch, punch.
Well, I mean, he doesn't throw home runs mostly.
Yeah.
Holloway doesn't.
But he's not going to overextend.
Yeah, he's not overextending.
He's not going to get caught, you know, where Gaethje just doesn't give a shit. I mean, he don't care if he gets caught.
With that being said, guys, gun to my head, I'm taking Gaethje. I'm not putting my money on it. I kind of want to take Max at +5.5 points on the scorecards because I think he steals a couple rounds from Gaethje, especially later. If he's still hanging around later... that's the bet. That's my bet to make personally. You know, and the odds makers think that it's going to go the distance. So you're telling me that Max is going to get fucking rinsed in I don't think he gets rinsed.
Let me check something out here real quick.
So
if you go,
let's preface this. I'm not going heavy on this fight, but the place I'm going, excuse me, is the plus 5.5 points. Can we talk about what do we think about Max at 155? Because that's a whole nother fucking...
True.
That's a whole nother...
He looks huge, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He looks like a freaking giant.
Holloway round 4 TKO is 40-1. Holloway round 5 TKO is 50-1.
You know, I always ask myself if it would be smarter just to, like, play a small... Put a small bet on all those rather than just the one KO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have to have Shivy run the numbers on that.
Yeah. And who knows?
I like it, though.
I just wanted to ask you guys because that, like, Max is fast as fuck at 145. He's probably still going to be fast at 55.
Not, yeah.
And he's going to have more power. He's going to have more power at 55.
And yeah, he will have more power. The power doesn't always translate moving up. You know, maybe the... Yes, he's going to have more power, but the guy he's trying to knock out is theoretically going to have a stronger chin, if I'm saying that correctly, or if I'm understanding that correctly. I don't know. I like Max at 155. I'm pretty excited. I would say it's a plus. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it helps him because later in your career, going up usually helps guys. Going down hurts guys.
Okay.
When guys go down.
Yeah, and that,
like Jose,
we don't have to worry about the chin. Yeah. Well, we never have to worry about the chin with Max, but you especially don't here with the extra weight. I love it, man.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that scares me is that Gaethje literally hits so fucking hard. Like he's just one of those guys.
He's just on fire right now. Yeah, I mean, his coach is jizzing his pants every time he watches him on camera. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, guys, enjoy this because you don't ever get to see fights like this ever. I mean, this is probably the most hyped I've been about a fight in a long time.
I
love both these guys. I hope they both survive whatever carnage they're about to give each other because it's going to be brutal in the fight for the BMF strap. You're going to find out who the baddest motherfucker is, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you really are. That's my favorite fight on the whole card, I think, if I had to pick one. And don't forget that it's 5 rounds, another reason why it's just a total lock. In DFS. Okay, next up. Title fight. Another strap on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
Wei Li Zhang, -485 versus Yan Xiaonan, +370. I've been long-winded in my analysis tonight. I'm going to give up the mic on this one and just say that Wei Li Zhang is the scariest bitch I have ever seen in my life, and she is going to knock the tits off Xiaonan and become the queen of China. That's just what's going to happen. She's the best play on the DFS slate by a wide margin, in my opinion. I mean, she scored 190 last time out. I'm done. That's all you need to know.
At -500, I'd put 500 on her to win 100.
Yeah.
Like, that's how confident I am. I don't even think it's close.
She's unbelievable. Did you see her on Embedded just beating the hell out of her monster trainer, the guy that owns is she top team? I can't remember.
I don't know. She's moved around a little bit.
She is, but it's that monster dude with the... He's all tatted up.
I think it is top team.
He's just, you know, he's got the big protective belt on, and she is just laying it, and he's going like, you know, he's like folding up a little bit each time. He's dripping sweat. I mean, this chick is just a beast, man.
Oh, she's like the perfect woman's fighter, in my opinion, because she's so strong. She's fast. She has that, like, knock-you-out power. Like, she's just unbelievable, and... I just, you know, Yan Xiaonan's a really good fighter. I just don't think that there's any facet of the whole game that she's better than Wei Li at. And that's, you know, that's enough for me to fucking lock up Wei Li in parlays. Because there's just, I don't see any clear path to victory for Xiaonan unless it's a random clip, which I don't know if she has that in her arsenal. So, lock up Wei Li. I got her in parlays. I actually have her -5.5 points because I could see her for... 50-45 in her if it goes to decision. That personally,
I believe, is she the one that
which I think that
folded up on Draj? It was totally unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you never know what you're gonna get with on Draj, so I don't want to like put too much stock into that, but that is the one thing that's in the back of my head.
And I really like that 5.5 spread because gets a finish, you're good. And also, dude, I'm telling you, she's going to dominate her the whole fight, I think.
Yeah.
Like, even if Xiaonan survives and wins one round, you're still winning that 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, like Wei Li Zhang and Jess Condra, I shouldn't have even brought that up. That is just two different stratospheres at this point in their careers.
But still, I mean, yeah, I'm all over that 5.5. I'm honestly, I'm going to switch that out from my Wei Li money line in my safe parlay. and give you and rework my numbers for you guys because I'm that confident in it. Whaley is a bad bitch. Bad bitch.
Yes, she is. Jacob, you're not messing around, are you?
Fuck no. I'm okay. Hammering Whaley.
Good man. Good man. Okay, the boys are on Whaley. This has got to be a record number of 3 for 3s for us tonight. I mean, we are locked in. Are you shitting me? Here we go. Main event. One more. I'm running out of gas.
Got one more in.
We're going to get it done, though. Alex Poetan Pereira, minus 130 versus Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill, plus 110, my favorite nickname in the game.
Yep, it's smooth.
Let's do the man dance, shall we? Huh? Who's the king of the UFC going to be? Because as far as I'm seeing it, this is for the crown. I'm still undecided. I'm going to sit back and let the liquor listen to the sharps and see if we can't find something special here.
Well,
feed me.
Well, let's start with what the over-under is on rounds, which is 1.5.
Oh, my.
On a 5-round fight. So we know where this one's going. These lines are accurate, typically. You know, there's never times where this gets blown out of proportion and goes to decision. This fight will not go to decision. Not a chance. Not even a prayer in hell that this fight goes the distance. I have been on the fence this whole week about this. I just think that there's an X factor that needs to be said. There's two X factors, and one has more weight than the other. The first X factor that I think in this fight is Jamal Hill's pace, accuracy, and just how game and how slick his boxing is. But the other X factor is he's fighting Alex Pereira, and he has shut you off with one strike.
Perhaps the greatest striker in the history of the game.
Just from
the, and that's coming from an ignorant millennial fan, so to speak.
Well, he's just unbelievable.
That bypassed the good old days. But I just don't know how you could really get any better at
striking.
Well,
this is how the fight's going to happen. And I'm going to lay it out for you. This is exactly how it's going to happen. Jamal Hill's going to be in his face.
Yeah.
Because he said, I ain't taking him. He's like, I don't want to take him.
He's been waiting.
Yeah, he's been waiting. I don't want to take him down. I don't want this. I don't want that. Okay. You're not going to take him down. So you're not going to sit at range with him. You're going to be up in his face trying to hit him. Okay. Prayer's going to be ripping leg kicks. We all know how devastating his leg kicks are. I mean,
one of them would make my leg fall off. It would end up in Russia. And they're so Russia.
He has the most, like, him and Justin Gaethje have the two best leg kick techniques that I've ever seen.
Oh, but that's the other thing for Gaethje that we didn't hammer home is that is if you're on max, that's the big problem.
Once you see them leg kicks start firing, you're going to be biting your tongue.
Yeah, keep them legs safe, Max.
Yeah, Max is going to have to be moving pretty good. But anyhow, Pereira rips a leg kick so fast and so low. It's not even really a cat. It's like they call it a low calf kick. It's like below your big calf muscle. Like it's just like bone on bone kick.
His leg recoils so fast you don't even know if he actually threw a kick or not. You don't see it.
And he's throwing it from such a low, like it's so low and it's hitting so low you don't even see it coming.
Yeah.
So like I could see Jamal Hill pushing forward and I could see Pereira just ripping his front leg. You know, and then Jamal Hill starts to get a little, you know, he's still pushing forward, but he's kind of flat-footed. And that kind of takes away a lot of his boxing combinations, in my opinion. Another tough-ass fight to pick, but so I'm tough. Standing on business. I got AP KO, bedtime bet of the week at plus 120.
I knew it.
AP is putting him to sleep. Oh, sweet no. dreams, Jamal.
Oh, sweet dreams, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, Jamal. Yeah, yeah. He said the left hand's calibrated for Jamal. Oh.
Yeah, I got 10-9. Jamal Hill first round. Jamal Hill comes pushing forward. Second round
gets cracked.
Gets knocked the fuck out. He's literally
stretchered
out there. But I'm telling you, he's going to bed. His pride is putting him in a place that he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think he's got so much. And this is I'm not talking shit on Jamal. I love Jamal. I love his confidence, but you have to be careful versus
Why would you not wrestle the best stand-up fighter of all time?
Well, and that right there just tells you that he's not going to be careful. He's not going to be thoughtful. He's going to war.
Yeah,
he's not the better fighter in that scenario.
He said he's going to prove that. He said, watch what I do to him.
Or maybe he is. I mean, this guy has proved us wrong time and time again. Yeah,
he definitely has.
I've won a ton of money on him. Won a ton of money on Pereira. Both these guys have treated us so well.
And I like them both. It's just, I just think Pereira just has that that off switch that no one has.
Yeah.
He is the fighter that I bet on. I don't care if he was fighting heavyweight. I would bet on him for the fact that I know one shot and you're dead.
Yeah. And it
feels good.
And he loses. He's losing every fight that he's in until he wins, which is hard to bet on. But it's just a fact. Every time you watch one of his fights, he's so low volume that you're the whole time you're like, damn, I mean.
Yeah, you're like, I'm losing.
But when the combos start ripping, jaw lands
the
on
the damage
your
piles
cock.
Up so quickly, you know. But that's kind of my take, what you just hit on. I'm going to go Sweet Dreams because of durability and cardio. I've never really seen Sweet Dreams get super gassed. He's never been knocked down, which is incredible because he doesn't play much D on the feet at all.
No.
I love Pereira, but I can't say the same about him. He was hurt bad before finishing Izzy in the fifth round. People forget about that. And he was obviously KO'd in the rematch. So there's two where he was hurt bad. He looked totally gassed late against Jan. I'm not going to say he was hurt, but he was definitely gassed. And then you get a little sneaky upside baked in with the outside chance that if somehow it did go to the ground, Jamal would theoretically have a nice advantage there, even if he doesn't necessarily take it there, if it just ends up there, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy, you know, they just go to the ground, whatever. But I don't mind having that in my back pocket because that's the one thing that Pereira – like, when is Pereira going to run into a wrestler? It's just – or is it even going to matter because you just can't get him down anyways?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, but that is definitely the weakness if there was one. So
yeah, 100.
I'll take it. Official call: Sweet Dreams KO round 4. I think he flashes the cardio, the durability, the chin, and he catches him late.
Okay,
survives the storm.
Boy, I'm exhausted from this.
Me too.
I'm exhausted. Well,
me too.
I have,
was that Jamal that Jacob had Jamal as well?
No, I had Prayer.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I got to switch the official pick. I'm on an island there. Okay. Does anybody want to throw out a little customized parlay here?
Yeah, I got you. So this is my five favorite picks. It's 12 to 1 or almost 13 to 1.
Five legger.
A little five legger.
Oh, baby. A spider.
With the favorite picks of the night. So I got Cody Garbrandt plus 3.5 points on DraftKings. I got Jimmy Miller plus 3.5 points on DraftKings.
That'll be another beer.
Got Jimmy fucking Miller. I got Kayla Harrison.
J-Mo might not be walking out of here. I'm talking about Jim fucking Miller.
Yeah, I might not be. I got Kayla Harrison moneyline. I got John Whaley minus 5.5. And I got Yuri moneyline.
Lock.
12 to almost 13 to 1 on that one.
Lock it up. 13 to 1. Oh, baby.
And you're betting on guys that don't even have to win. They just got to make it close for two of the legs.
Go ahead, Jacob. I got to cook mine up real quick.
I got Diego Lopes, money line.
Our guy.
Our guy.
Whaley Zhang, money line. Jalen Turner, money line. Cody Garbrandt.
Money line.
Money line.
He's sick.
Love.
And the last one.
No love.
I'm taking Jiri by knockout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think this fight's close, and I've been talking about it for a month. I think he kills him.
I know. So I'm plugging in my my obesity parlay here. Two-legger, 185 Oliveira, 105 Jiri. That's going to pay. That can't be right. Oh, I'm broke. I'm broke if this bust. 456. 456 for Jiri Prochazka and Charles Oliveira.
Ooh.
I don't know how you can beat that for a two-legger. You're not extending very much. But what I'm questioning is, do I just take the finish lines? You know, I've made this mistake before. UFC is so unpredictable. But I feel like I'm leaving money on the table with those two guys. I mean, in what other way would those two guys get a victory?
That parlay I just read is 21.8 to 1.
Pull up the Brinks truck.
Yeah, they're going to be parked.
Make sure the dump truck's not loaded.
This is, for the most part, a straight betting card. I will say that right now. But I like our spots that we're on. And, you know, I always say I'm not going to do it, but I do fire parlays. I just don't hammer as much as I am or used to. But, you know, the straight bets have done me well recently. I've been trying to minimize the parlays, the five legs, and see where they go. Obviously, you always have to make a parlay where you pick your favorite bet from each fight because they hit. I've hit them before. So make that. That's the fun one. That's the lottery ticket. You know, make a couple safe ones and then really, really focus on the straight bets here. Make your money.
Yeah. Can I give one piece of advice, Beaver, before we close up here? Mm-hmm. Put money on Jim Miller. He fought in UFC 100.
That'll be a beer.
Yeah.
UFC 200 and UFC 300.
Fuck, I got like three or chug four up, beers Bubby. Queued up.
Yep, chug it up.
We're almost through a 12-pack. We're doing good.
Okay. Yeah. So if you change it to the double chance on Jiří and Oliveira, you're getting plus 837, $107 to return a rack, and I just placed it.
Love that.
Because they're finishes.
Yeah.
In what world are those guys going to the fucking scorecards? Never.
Wow.
Never. That's when. Okay, $1 million parlay. Let's change somebody's life. Cody Garbrandt, plus 250, the Ohio boy. Jim fucking Miller, plus 160. North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany, guten Tag.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Thanks for listening. Jessica Andrade, minus 135. That's me and Jacob's fault. Jalen Turner, minus 238. When will we learn? When will we learn? Diego Lopez. No. Diego Lopes. Lopes, minus 135. Cincinnati, stand up. Speak of the devil. It ain't easy being cheesy. Kayla Harrison, minus 425. She's got traps. Calvin Kattar, plus 145. I think I missed a shout out. We'll get back to it later. Jiří Prochazka. Can't even say my guy's name. I'm so jacked. Minus 105. Cocoa Beach, Florida. That's a smoking hot chick with a tan, I guarantee ya. We couldn't keep him off us if we tried. Yay! Bo Nickel, minus 2,100. Are you shitting me? That's ignorant. But we're putting it in there anyways. Charles DuBronx Oliveira, plus 180. Council Bluffs, Iowa. Welcome to the big show. We're glad to have you. Come on back now, you hear? Max Holloway, plus 136. The legend. My guy, the legend, Dang Wheelie. Jang, Wheelie Jang, something like that, minus 485. Oh, this one's a banger. This one might pay out $2 million. And Alex Boaton Pereira to bring it home, minus 130. And God forbid if you were ever to get in that scenario, you do put a small hedge on Sweet Dreams. Take it to the bank!